For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to remind you that He is always by your side, even in the darkest and most challenging times when you feel like you can't go on. As believers, we often find ourselves facing trials and tribulations that seem insurmountable, leaving us feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and ready to give up. But rest assured, our God is greater than any obstacle or hardship we may encounter, and He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. In this powerful message, we'll explore the incredible ways that God is working in your life. Through the lens of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His faithfulness firsthand, you'll discover how God is using your struggles to strengthen your faith, refine your character, and prepare you for the victorious future He has in store. When we choose to trust in God's unfailing love and unshakable promises, even in the face of our deepest fears and most daunting challenges, we demonstrate our unwavering faith in the character and nature of our God. He is the God who promises to be our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. So, if you've been feeling overwhelmed by the weight of your circumstances, if you've been tempted to throw in the towel and give up on your faith, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be struggling to hold on to hope in the midst of their own battles. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to be reminded that our God is a God of strength, a God of deliverance, and a God who will never abandon us in our time of need. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His face, trust in His unfailing love, and believe in the power of His mighty hand to carry you through every storm. Remember, your struggles are not the end of your story, your pain is not without purpose, and your God is not finished with you yet. Keep holding on, keep trusting, and watch as He leads you from fear to faith, from despair to hope, and from defeat to victory for His glory and your good. Number one, when life's burdens weigh heavily upon our shoulders and darkness seems to engulf us, it's easy to lose sight of hope. But in these moments, we must remember that God's perspective far surpasses our own limited understanding. What appears insurmountable to us is merely a stepping stone in His grand design. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, he spent years in seemingly hopeless circumstances. Yet each trial was meticulously orchestrated by God, shaping Joseph into the leader who would eventually save not only his family, but an entire nation from famine. In those long, dark nights of despair, Joseph couldn't fathom the magnificent plan God was unfolding. But his faith remained steadfast, and God's purpose prevailed. In our own lives, God's eternal perspective often manifests in unexpected ways. It might come as a sudden flash of clarity amidst confusion, or an inexplicable sense of peace in the face of chaos. When you find yourself calm in the midst of a storm, recognize it as God's perspective taking hold of your heart. Remember, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He who parted the Red Sea, provided manna in the desert, and raised Christ from the dead is still working miracles today. When we feel we can't go on, He provides strength beyond our own. When we're lost, He illuminates our path with His wisdom. In times of trouble, recall the words of Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This promise isn't just a comforting platitude. It's a powerful truth that has sustained believers through the ages. God's handling of our situations often involves transformation, not just of our circumstances, but of ourselves. Like a refiner's fire, trials purify our faith and character. What seems like a setback may be God's setup for a comeback. The job loss that devastates us might be God's way of redirecting us to our true calling. The relationship that ends painfully might be clearing the way for the one He has destined for us. When we align our perspective with God's, we begin to see opportunities where we once saw only obstacles.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We recognize that our current chapter is not the end of the story. Like Paul, we can learn to be content in all circumstances, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, when you feel you can't go on, remember that you don't have to rely on your own strength. God's power is made perfect in our weakness. His grace is sufficient, His love is unfailing, and His plans for you are good. Trust in His timing, lean on His understanding, and watch as He transforms your trials into triumphs, your sorrow into joy, and your fear into unshakable faith. Number 2. When life's burdens seem too heavy to bear and your spirit feels crushed under the weight of adversity, remember that you are never alone in your struggles. The Almighty God, Creator of the universe and Father to all, stands ready to infuse you with supernatural strength beyond your own human capabilities. This divine empowerment isn't merely about bolstering your own resolve or summoning inner courage. It's a transformative experience where God Himself becomes your strength, filling you with His power and grace. As the Apostle Paul learned through his own trials, God's strength shines brightest in our moments of weakness. When we acknowledge our limitations and surrender our burdens to Him, we open ourselves to receive His limitless power. You may wonder how this supernatural strength manifests in your daily life. It often appears in unexpected ways, precisely when you need it most. Picture yourself at the end of a long, exhausting day, feeling drained and defeated. Suddenly, you find a second wind, a burst of energy that allows you to accomplish what seemed impossible just moments ago. This is God's strength at work, renewing your spirit and reinvigorating your body. In times of conflict or confrontation, you might find words of wisdom and peace flowing from your lips, diffusing tense situations with grace and love. These aren't rehearsed speeches or clever retorts, but divine inspiration guiding your tongue and filling your heart with compassion. It's in these moments that God's strength empowers you to be a peacemaker and a light in the darkness. Perhaps you're facing a devastating betrayal or hurt, your heart shattered into a thousand pieces. The pain is real, and forgiveness seems an insurmountable task. Yet, as you lean on God's strength, you find the capacity to forgive even the deepest wounds. This supernatural power enables you to break free from the chains of bitterness, and experience the liberating joy of forgiveness. In a world that often stands in opposition to faith and godly values, you may feel pressured to compromise or remain silent. But God's strength emboldens you to stand firm in your convictions, even when it's unpopular or costly. Like Daniel in the lion's den or the early Christian martyrs, you can face adversity with unwavering courage, knowing that your strength comes from the unshakable rock of ages. This supernatural strength infusion isn't reserved for extraordinary circumstances or spiritual giants. It's available to every believer who humbly seeks God's help, whether you're facing financial hardships, health challenges, relationship struggles, or professional setbacks. God's strength is sufficient for every trial. Remember, this strength often manifests gradually, like a muscle being exercised and growing stronger over time. As you consistently rely on God through prayer, meditation on His Word, and fellowship with other believers, you'll find your spiritual resilience increasing. What once seemed overwhelming becomes manageable, not because the challenges have diminished, but because your capacity to face them has grown through God's supernatural empowerment. So, when you feel you can't go on, when your resources are depleted and your hope is fading, turn to the source of all strength. Embrace your weakness as an opportunity for God's power to shine through you. Let His supernatural strength infuse every fiber of your being, renewing your mind, healing your heart, and empowering your actions. With God as your strength, you can face any storm, climb any mountain, and overcome any obstacle. Trust in His promise, for He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. Your weakness is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of a powerful testimony to God's unfailing strength and love. Number 3. When life's challenges seem insurmountable and your resources appear depleted, remember that God's miraculous provision is just around the corner. The story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17:8-16 serves as a powerful reminder of how God can turn scarcity into abundance in the blink of an eye. This faithful woman, on the brink of preparing what she believed to be her last meal, encountered a divine intervention that transformed her small jar of oil into an endless supply. This biblical account isn't just a tale from ancient times. It's a living testament to God's unfailing love and care for His children, even in the darkest of hours. In our modern world, God's miraculous provision can manifest in countless ways, often surpassing our limited human understanding. Picture this: you're struggling to make ends meet, bills are piling up, and hope seems to be slipping away. Then, out of nowhere, a financial blessing arrives. Perhaps an unexpected inheritance, a surprise bonus at work, or a generous gift from a friend you haven't spoken to in years. These are not mere coincidences. They are God's hand at work, orchestrating events to meet your needs in ways you couldn't have imagined. But God's provision isn't limited to financial matters. Sometimes His miraculous touch comes in the form of emotional strength when you feel you can't take another step. In moments of overwhelming grief or anxiety, you might suddenly feel a wave of peace wash over you, giving you the courage to face another day. This is God's provision of inner fortitude, a testament to His promise that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Consider also the provision of wisdom in times of confusion. You might be facing a crucial decision, unsure of which path to take. As you pray and seek guidance, God may provide clarity through a timely word from a mentor, a passage of Scripture that suddenly takes on new meaning, or an unexpected opportunity that illuminates the way forward. This divine wisdom is a form of provision that can change the course of your life. God's provision often extends to favor with others. You might find doors opening in your career that seemed forever closed, or relationships healing in ways you thought impossible. Perhaps you'll experience unexpected kindness from strangers or reconciliation with long-estranged family members. These instances of favor are not random. They are carefully orchestrated by a loving God who knows your needs before you even ask. It's important to remember that God's provision often defies human logic. Just as the widow's oil kept flowing against all natural laws, your breakthrough might come in ways that seem impossible by worldly standards. This is where faith plays a crucial role. Trusting in God's provision means believing that He is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see immediate results. Moreover, God's provision frequently exceeds our wildest expectations. You might pray for a job to pay the bills, and God blesses you with a fulfilling career that not only meets your financial needs, but also aligns perfectly with your passions and talents. You could ask for healing from an illness, and God not only restores your health, but also uses your experience to inspire and encourage others facing similar challenges. In times of waiting for God's provision, it's crucial to maintain an attitude of gratitude and expectancy. Thank Him for what He has already done and for what He is about to do. This posture of faith opens your heart to recognize His provision when it arrives, whether it comes as a dramatic miracle or a series of small, everyday blessings. Remember, God's miraculous provision is not just about receiving. It's also about becoming a channel of blessing to others. As you experience God's abundance, look for opportunities to share His love and provision with those around you. Your testimony of God's faithfulness can become a beacon of hope for someone else struggling to believe in divine provision. So, when you feel you can't go on, when resources seem scarce and hope is fading, hold fast to the truth that God is your ultimate provider. He who fed the Israelites with manna in the desert, multiplied loaves and fishes to feed thousands, and sustained the widow of Zarephath is the same God who watches over you today. Trust in His timing, believe in His goodness, and watch as He opens the floodgates of heaven to meet your needs in ways that will leave you in awe of His love and power. Number 4. When life's burdens weigh heavily upon your shoulders and the path ahead seems shrouded in uncertainty, remember that divine time management is at work in your life. God's timing is impeccable, even when it appears delayed to our limited human perspective. Consider the Israelites, who endured 400 years of Egyptian bondage, crying out for deliverance. Yet when Moses arrived, it was at the perfect moment for their liberation. Our Heavenly Father is never early, never late, but always precisely on time. This divine orchestration of events may manifest in your life in various ways. You might experience a crucial delay that later proves to be an unexpected blessing. Perhaps a job opportunity falls through, leaving you disheartened, only to find that a far better position was waiting just around the corner. Or you may suddenly witness rapid acceleration in areas where you've long felt stagnant, as if years of preparation culminate in a single moment of breakthrough. Trust that when doors seem to close or open abruptly, it's often God managing your timeline with divine precision. He sees the grand tapestry of your life, while you may only glimpse a single thread. Your present struggles, delays, or sudden changes are all part of His greater plan for your growth and ultimate good. Consider Joseph's story in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his brothers, imprisoned unjustly, and seemingly forgotten, Joseph could have lost hope. But each apparent setback was a stepping stone in God's timeline, positioning Joseph to become second in command in Egypt and save countless lives during a severe famine. What appeared to be wasted years were, in fact, crucial preparation for His divine purpose. In your own life, periods of waiting or apparent inaction may be seasons of hidden growth. God might be cultivating patience, resilience, or other essential qualities within you. He may be aligning circumstances, people, and resources behind the scenes, preparing the perfect conditions for your next step forward. Remember, too, that God's timeline often extends beyond our individual lives. Your current situation may be part of a larger plan that impacts future generations. Abraham waited decades for the promised son, Isaac, not knowing that through his lineage would come the Savior of the world. Your faithfulness in this season could be laying the groundwork for blessings that extend far beyond your own life. As you navigate the ebbs and flows of life, hold fast to the truth that God is intimately involved in every moment. He who numbers the hairs on your head and knows when a sparrow falls, is certainly attentive to the intricate details of your journey. When you feel you can't go on, lean into His strength and perfect timing. Embrace the lessons and growth opportunities in each season, whether it's a time of waiting or rapid change. Use delays as opportunities to deepen your faith and refine your character. When doors open unexpectedly, step through them with confidence, knowing that God has prepared the way. Take heart in the knowledge that your Heavenly Father is the master timekeeper. He holds your past, present, and future in His loving hands. Even when the clock of your life seems to move too slowly or too quickly, trust that God's divine time management is at work, orchestrating events for your ultimate good and His glory. So when you feel overwhelmed or uncertain about the future, pause and remember, the God who created time itself is in control of your timeline. He who was faithful to deliver Israel, to elevate Joseph, and to fulfill His promises to Abraham is the same God who watches over you today. Rest in His perfect timing, for He will surely bring to pass all that He has promised in your life, right on schedule, according to His divine plan. Number 5. When life's storms rage and chaos surrounds us, God offers a supernatural peace that defies human understanding. This divine tranquility, exemplified by Paul and Silas singing hymns while imprisoned, is not a mere absence of conflict or a forced smile in the face of adversity. Rather, it's a profound, soul-deep calm that God Himself infuses into the hearts of His children, even in the most turbulent of times. Picture Paul and Silas, bruised and battered, their feet in stocks, yet lifting their voices in praise to the Lord. Their circumstances hadn't changed, but their perspective had. They weren't denying their pain or pretending everything was fine. Instead, they were tapping into a wellspring of peace that flowed from their unshakable faith in God's goodness and sovereignty. This supernatural peace manifests in various ways in our lives. It might be the ability to maintain composure during a heated argument, or finding inexplicable joy bubbling up within you, even as you navigate a season of loss. It's the calm assurance that allows you to sleep soundly when worldly wisdom would dictate sleepless nights filled with worry and anxiety. Consider the story of Jesus calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee. While His disciples panicked, certain that death was imminent, Jesus slept peacefully in the boat. When awakened, He simply spoke to the wind and waves, commanding them to be still. This same Jesus invites us to experience His peace, promising in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." This peace surpasses all understanding because it doesn't depend on external circumstances. It's not contingent on everything going smoothly or life being easy. Instead, it's rooted in the unshakable truth of who God is and His promises to us. It's the peace that comes from knowing that no matter what we face, we are held securely in the hands of a loving, all-powerful God who works all things together for our good. When you're faced with a daunting medical diagnosis, this peace enables you to approach treatment with a calm spirit, trusting in God's plan. When financial pressures mount and you're unsure how you'll make ends meet, this peace allows you to sleep soundly, confident that the God who clothes the lilies and feeds the sparrows will provide for your needs. This doesn't mean we won't feel fear or anxiety. Even Jesus experienced anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane. But like Him, we can bring our fears to the Father and find the strength to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." In doing so, we open ourselves to receive His peace that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Cultivating this supernatural peace is a daily practice. It involves renewing our minds with God's Word, casting our anxieties upon Him in prayer, and choosing to trust His character even when we can't trace His hand. As we do this, we begin to experience more frequent moments of inexplicable calm in the midst of life's storms. Remember, dear friend, that God's peace is not a distant ideal, but a present reality available to you right now. No matter how chaotic your circumstances may be, no matter how overwhelming your challenges may seem, God offers you His peace. It's a peace that can quiet your racing thoughts, soothe your anxious heart, and give you the strength to face another day. So when you feel you can't go on, when the weight of your burdens threatens to crush you, pause and invite God's peace to flood your soul. Let it wash over you like a gentle wave, calming your fears and renewing your strength. For in Christ we have a peace that the world cannot give and cannot take away. A supernatural peace that enables us to stand firm amid life's fiercest storms. Number 6. When life throws unexpected curves and obstacles in your path, it's easy to feel discouraged and wonder why God allows such challenges. But what if these apparent setbacks are actually divine redirections, guiding you towards a greater purpose and a more fulfilling journey? Consider the story of the Apostle Paul in Acts 16:6-10. Paul had plans to preach the gospel in Asia, but the Holy Spirit prevented him from doing so. Initially, this might have seemed like a frustrating roadblock. However, this divine redirection led Paul to have a vision of a man from Macedonia pleading for help, which ultimately resulted in the spread of the gospel into Europe. What appeared to be a closed door was actually God opening a much larger one, expanding the reach of His message far beyond what Paul had initially envisioned. In our own lives, we often encounter similar situations. That job you didn't get, the relationship that didn't work out, or the opportunity that slipped through your fingers. These might not be failures or punishments, but rather God's loving hand steering you towards something better. His wisdom far surpasses our limited understanding, and His plans for us are greater than we can imagine. Perhaps you've been struggling with a particular situation, praying for a specific outcome, only to find that your prayers seem to go unanswered. In these moments, it's crucial to remember that God's silence doesn't mean He's absent or uncaring. Instead, He might be working behind the scenes, orchestrating events and aligning circumstances to lead you to a place of greater blessing and impact. Think about Joseph in the Old Testament, sold into slavery by his brothers, imprisoned unjustly, and seemingly forgotten. Each of these hardships could have been viewed as cruel twists of fate. Yet, every setback was a divine setup for Joseph's ultimate rise to power in Egypt, where he would save countless lives, including those of his own family. What appeared to be a series of misfortunes was actually God's intricate plan unfolding. In your own life, that promotion you missed might be protecting you from a stressful work environment and preparing you for a more fulfilling role elsewhere. The relationship that didn't work out could be making way for a partner who shares your values and supports your spiritual growth. The financial setback might be teaching you valuable lessons in stewardship and trust in God's provision. These divine redirections often require us to let go of our own plans and expectations. It's natural to feel disappointed or confused when things don't go as we hoped. But in these moments, we're invited to deepen our faith and trust in God's greater plan. Remember Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. As you navigate life's twists and turns, maintain an attitude of openness and expectancy. God's redirections are not meant to frustrate you, but to guide you towards your true calling and purpose. Each closed door is an invitation to look for the open window God has prepared for you. Embrace these moments of redirection as opportunities for growth, learning, and deeper reliance on God. They are chances to witness His faithfulness and experience His guidance in tangible ways. As you yield to His leading, you'll find that His paths often lead to places far more beautiful and impactful than you could have imagined on your own. So when faced with obstacles or unexpected changes, take heart. What seems like a detour might just be God's divine GPS recalculating your route to a better destination. Trust in His wisdom, lean into His guidance, and watch as He transforms your setbacks into setups for His glory and your good. Number 7. When life's burdens weigh heavy on your shoulders and you feel like you can't take another step, remember that God's supernatural endurance is available to you. This isn't just a fleeting burst of strength, but a deep, lasting power that carries you through the darkest valleys and the longest nights. Think of Job, a man who faced unimaginable loss and suffering. He lost his wealth, his children, and his health in rapid succession. Yet, through it all, he clung to his faith. This wasn't because Job was superhuman or exceptionally strong on his own. It was because he tapped into God's supernatural endurance. This endurance often grows in proportion to our trials. It's as if God knows exactly how much we can bear and provides the exact measure of strength we need. You might find yourself facing a situation that you thought would break you, only to discover an unexpected reservoir of resilience within. This is God's endurance at work. Consider the countless Christians throughout history who have endured persecution, hardship, and trials. They didn't just survive, they thrived. They sang hymns in prison cells, shared their faith in the face of threats, and maintained their joy in the midst of suffering. This wasn't mere human willpower, it was supernatural endurance. You might experience this endurance in various ways. Perhaps you'll find the strength to keep praying for a loved one, even after years of seeming silence from heaven. Maybe you'll continue to serve in your church or community, even when you feel drained and discouraged. You might discover the ability to love difficult people, forgive deep hurts, or hold on to hope in seemingly hopeless situations. This supernatural endurance doesn't mean you won't feel tired or discouraged at times. Even Jesus, in his humanity, experienced weariness and sorrow. But it does mean that you have access to a strength beyond your own, a well that never runs dry. Remember, God's word promises that those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. This isn't just poetic language. It's a real promise for real people facing real challenges. So when you feel like you can't go on, when your resources are depleted and your strength is gone, lean into God's supernatural endurance. It's not about gritting your teeth and pushing through on your own power. It's about surrendering to God, acknowledging your weakness, and allowing His strength to flow through you. This endurance is often built in the quiet moments of prayer and scripture reading. It's nurtured through worship and fellowship with other believers, and it's tested and proven in the crucible of life's challenges. Don't be surprised if God allows you to be stretched beyond what you think you can handle. He's not being cruel. He's building your spiritual muscles, increasing your capacity for endurance. Each trial you face with God is an opportunity for growth, for deepening your faith, and for experiencing more of His sustaining power. In the end, supernatural endurance is about more than just surviving. It's about thriving in the midst of difficulties, shining as a light in the darkness, and bringing glory to God through your unwavering faith. It's about becoming a living testimony to God's faithfulness and power. So take heart, child of God. When you feel you can't go on, that's precisely the moment when God's supernatural endurance can shine the brightest in your life. Trust Him, lean on Him, and watch as He carries you through with a strength that defies human understanding. Number 8. When life seems overwhelming and you feel like you can't go on, remember that God has the power to transform your perspective entirely. This divine perspective transformation is a profound gift that can revolutionize how you view your circumstances, turning what appears to be insurmountable obstacles into stepping stones for spiritual growth and powerful testimonies. Consider the Apostle Paul, who faced numerous hardships throughout his ministry. While imprisoned, he didn't succumb to despair or view his situation as a setback. Instead, he saw it as a unique opportunity to advance the gospel. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." This remarkable shift in perspective allowed Paul to find purpose and joy even in the midst of his confinement. God wants to work this same transformation in your life. He desires to open your eyes to see beyond your current struggles and glimpse His greater purpose. When you're facing financial difficulties, instead of being consumed by worry, God can help you see it as an opportunity to develop stronger faith and trust in His provision. When relationships are strained, He can reveal how these challenges can refine your character and teach you to love more deeply. This divine perspective transformation isn't just about putting on rose-colored glasses or denying the reality of your struggles. Rather, it's about seeing your circumstances through the lens of God's eternal wisdom and love. It's about recognizing that every trial, every setback, and every disappointment can be used by God to shape you into the person He's calling you to be. Imagine viewing your failures not as dead ends, but as valuable lessons that pave the way for future success. Picture yourself embracing difficult seasons not as punishments, but as periods of pruning that will lead to greater fruitfulness in your life. This is the power of divine perspective transformation. It can turn your mourning into dancing, your ashes into beauty. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. When we allow Him to transform our perspective, we begin to see our lives through His eyes. Suddenly, what seemed like dead ends become detours leading to destiny. What appeared to be setbacks reveal themselves as setups for incredible comebacks. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. It requires a willingness to surrender our limited understanding and embrace God's infinite wisdom. It involves daily renewing our minds through prayer, meditation on Scripture, and choosing to trust God even when we can't trace His hand at work. As you face your challenges today, invite God to transform your perspective. Ask Him to help you see beyond your current circumstances and glimpse His greater purpose. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see or understand it yet. With this divine perspective transformation, you'll find the strength to persevere, the courage to hope, and the faith to believe that God will indeed handle it, even when you feel you can't go on. Number 9. When life's burdens seem too heavy to bear, and you feel like you can't take another step, remember that in your weakness, God's strength is made perfect. Supernatural victory often comes through complete surrender to the Almighty. Just as Jesus submitted to the Father's will in Gethsemane, leading to the ultimate triumph over sin and death, we too can experience profound breakthroughs when we finally let go of our need for control. There's a beautiful paradox in the Christian walk. The more we surrender, the more we gain. It's counterintuitive to our human nature, which often tells us to grip tighter, to fight harder, to maintain control at all costs. But God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. When we reach the end of ourselves, when we've exhausted all our own resources and strategies, we position ourselves for God's most dramatic interventions. Imagine a tightly clenched fist. It can't receive anything new while it's holding on so desperately to what it already has. But when we open our hands and surrender, we create space for God to fill them with His blessings, His guidance, and His strength. This surrender isn't about giving up or admitting defeat. Rather, it's about recognizing that our loving Father has a perfect plan, even when we can't see it. In these moments of full surrender, we often experience God's power most profoundly. It might manifest as a sudden breakthrough in a situation you've been struggling with for years. Perhaps it's a peace that floods your soul when you finally release your own plans and embrace God's path for your life. Or it could be a renewed sense of purpose and direction when you lay down your ambitions at the foot of the cross. Remember the story of Gideon? God reduced his army from 32,000 to just 300 men before sending them into battle. Why? So that Israel couldn't boast in their own strength, but would recognize God's supernatural intervention. In the same way, God often strips us of our perceived strengths and resources so that His power can shine through our weakness. This principle of supernatural victory through surrender echoes throughout Scripture. Joseph's years of unjust imprisonment led to his elevation as second in command of Egypt. Daniel's willingness to face the lion's den resulted in the entire kingdom acknowledging the power of the living God. And of course, Jesus' ultimate act of surrender on the cross paved the way for the redemption of all humanity. So, dear friend, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're at the end of your rope, take heart. This may be the very moment when God is positioning you for your greatest victory. Don't be afraid to open your hands, to lift your burdens to Him, to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." In that place of surrender, you'll find a strength that's not your own, a peace that surpasses understanding, and a love that never fails. Remember, God's power is made perfect in our weakness. When we can't go on, He carries us. When we don't know the way, He guides us. When we're empty, He fills us. Your surrender is not defeat. It's the gateway to supernatural victory. So lean into His embrace, trust His heart, and watch in awe as He turns your valleys into mountaintops, your mourning into dancing, and your weakness into a testimony of His incredible strength. Number 10. When life seems to be crumbling around you and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, remember that God's divine networking is always at work. This incredible aspect of His providence is often overlooked, yet it's one of the most powerful ways He intervenes in our lives. Divine networking is God's way of orchestrating encounters and relationships with surgical precision. It's not just about random meetings, it's about perfectly timed connections that can change the course of your life. Think back to the story of Elijah, one of God's most powerful prophets. Even he had a moment of deep despair, feeling utterly alone in his faith. But God revealed to him that there were 7,000 others who hadn't bowed to the false god Baal. This wasn't just encouragement. It was God's way of showing Elijah that he was part of a larger network of believers. In our darkest hours, when we feel most isolated, God is working behind the scenes to connect us with exactly who we need. This could be a mentor who appears at just the right moment to guide us through a difficult decision. It might be a friend who resurfaces in our life, bringing with them the exact words of comfort we've been longing to hear. Sometimes it's even a stranger, someone we meet by chance who ends up playing a pivotal role in our journey. These encounters are far from random. They're carefully orchestrated by a loving God who knows our needs before we even voice them. Pay close attention to these seeming coincidences in your life. That person you bumped into at the grocery store who just happens to work in the field you're trying to break into, that's not luck, that's God's divine networking at work. Consider the story of Ruth in the Bible. A widow in a foreign land, she happened to glean in the field of Boaz, a wealthy and godly man who would become her husband and secure her future. This wasn't mere chance. It was God's intricate plan unfolding. God's networking extends beyond just providing help. It's about creating a tapestry of relationships that reflect His love and purpose for our lives. He brings people into our path who can offer support, share wisdom, or even challenge us to grow. Sometimes, He connects us with individuals who need our help, allowing us to be the answer to someone else's prayers. In times of trouble, it's easy to feel isolated and forget that we're part of God's grand design. But remember, just as He provided for Elijah, Ruth, and countless others throughout history, He's providing for you right now. Those random phone calls from old friends, unexpected job offers, or new acquaintances with shared interests. These are all threads in God's tapestry of provision for your life. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed, pause and look around. Who has God placed in your life recently? What new connections have formed? Trust that these are not accidents but divine appointments. God is networking on your behalf, weaving a support system tailored just for you. Remember, you're never truly alone. God's network of support is vast and ever-present. He's connecting you with the right people at the right time, even when you can't see it happening. Trust in His perfect timing and His flawless ability to bring the right people into your life exactly when you need them most. This is the beauty of divine networking, a testament to God's intimate involvement in every aspect of our lives. Heavenly Father, we come before You with heavy hearts, burdened by the trials and struggles of this life. At times we feel overwhelmed, afraid, and unable to carry on. The obstacles in our path seem insurmountable, and we don't know how we can possibly overcome them on our own. But we are not alone, for You are with us. You are our strength, our refuge, and our ever-present help in times of trouble. When we are weak, you are strong. When we stumble, you lift us up. When all hope seems lost, you are our hope and our salvation. And so we choose to put our trust fully in you, O Lord. We will not fear, for you have promised to never leave us or forsake us. You go before us, walk beside us, and guard our way. Even in the darkest valleys, we will not be afraid, for your rod and your staff comfort us. You, O God, are greater than any challenge we face. Give us faith to believe that you are working all things together for our good. Help us keep our eyes fixed on you rather than our circumstances. Fill us with your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. Remind us that you are sovereign and in control, even when life feels out of control. We lay our burdens and cares at your feet, Lord, trusting you to handle them. We believe that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. You will provide, you will heal, you will restore. You are our deliverer and our strong tower. In you we find rest for our weary souls. Thank you that we can depend on your unfailing love and faithfulness. When we are at our weakest, we find our strength in you. We choose to praise you in advance for the victory, breakthrough, and blessing that is to come. May our lives bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to remind you that no matter what you're going through, God is always there for you. He sees your struggles, He knows your pain, and He is working behind the scenes to bring you through to the other side. Remember, God is not limited by your circumstances. He is the God of the impossible, the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. He is the God who parts the Red Sea, who brings down the walls of Jericho, and who raises the dead to life. So don't be afraid to bring your fears and your doubts to Him. He can handle them all. He is not intimidated by your questions or your concerns. He is a loving Father who wants to hear from His children, who wants to comfort them and guide them through the storms of life. And when you feel like you can't go on, remember that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. It's okay to admit that you're struggling, that you're tired, that you're afraid. God doesn't expect you to have it all together. He just wants you to come to Him, to lean on Him, to trust in Him. So keep pressing on, my friend. Keep holding on to the promises of God. Keep believing that He is working all things together for your good. And when you feel like you can't take another step, remember that God is right there with you, holding you up, carrying you through. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And may you always remember that no matter what you're going through, God is always working silently on your behalf, even when you can't see it. Trust in Him, lean on Him, and watch Him work wonders in your life. Amen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.